Track 10, The Mardler, a roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
Circus Church saved. St. Michael Cosloney, home to Oak Circus Centre in Norwich and one of the grandest of the city's churches, has been saved from closure after its crumbling 500-year-old roof was repaired. The church, also known as St. Miles, was under threat after part of the ceiling fell down last year. But thanks to support from Historic England in the shape of £172,500 from the government's Heritage Stimulus Fund, the roof has been fully repaired. At the same time, the south nave west window was re-leaded and key structural repairs carried out to stonework. Chris Armstrong, Vice Chair of the Norwich Historic Churches Trust, which protects and preserves 18 medieval churches in the city and finds new ways in which the buildings can be used by local people and communities, said, "All medieval churches present their own structural challenges, and the Trust is pleased that another such challenge was successfully met." Annabel Carberry from Oak Circus Centre said that the group had feared they would have to move out of the region when the damage was revealed. "We're really grateful to the Norwich Historic Churches Trust for finding a way to make it all work in collaboration with us and to Historic England for allowing it to happen in a timely fashion. Happy to be flipping and flying about in this incredible building."
Recycling Centre gets recycled. Norfolk charity, the Benjamin Foundation, has teamed up with an environmental company to breathe new life into the former household waste recycling centre at Swanton Road in Norwich. It is being reopened by site owners FCC Environment as a revolutionary reuse drop-off centre, helping to revive second-hand items, avoid waste going to landfill, and to raise funds for charity. Items which might otherwise have ended up in the tip will be sorted by the Benjamin Foundation and sold in their shops across Norfolk to raise cash for the work they do helping children, young people and families to overcome big challenges in their lives. Precycle, one of the largest multi-material recyclers in Europe, are also involved and will take any items that meet the reuse acceptance criteria but are not suitable for resale in the local charity shop. The large site has easy access for the public to bring donations, especially larger items such as furniture, TVs, white goods, sports equipment, toys, bikes, books, electrical items and usable bric-a-brac. It will be open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Wednesday to Sunday. More at swantonreuse.fccenvironment.co.uk.
Pulling together for Ukraine. Three Norfolk groups are pulling together to get essential resources to help civilians in war-ravaged Ukraine. The Norse Group, Norfolk Polonia CIC, and Norfolk Fire and Rescue Service. Norse is using its facilities management experience to help secure logistics, transportation and equipment to support the community-driven initiative. As well as donating facilities, vans, fuel and generators, Norse employees have also offered hands-on support by volunteering part of their workday to help Norfolk Polonia sort, pack and box much-needed donated items from the community for shipping. White Watch at North Earlham Fire Station has been using a specialist incident response lorry for the purpose of collecting donated items from businesses and delivering them to a sorting and packing facility. The group and its partners, including Atlas Commodities, who have provided long-distance haulage, has sent several articulated lorries and vans carrying urgent medical supplies, clothes, waterproof material and food to Kiev and neighbouring Poland and Slovakia.
Ahoy, would-be sailors. Anyone in Norfolk looking for a special sailing adventure could be in with a chance of enjoying an amazing experience on the Jubilee Sailing Trust's tall ship Tenacious, all funded by a charity. The Norfolk Berth Appeal, a fundraising programme set up by the JST and its supporters, aims to provide life-changing experiences for disabled and non-disabled people in the county. The fund is subsidising an incredible 10-day sailing trip from Lowestoft to Portland in Dorset this autumn. The voyage, which will leave Lowestoft on September the 17th and finish in Portland, Dorset on September the 26th, is one of the many inclusive voyages offered by the charity, giving people of mixed abilities and circumstances the freedom to explore their ability and potential at sea. For Norfolk residents, this voyage will be completely funded. Instead of contributing towards a voyage fee, all who sail will be asked to fundraise in aid of the Norfolk Berth Appeal, so more others will be able to take advantage of similar fantastic opportunities in the future. The charity is looking to raise £1.2 million by the end of September so it can continue to fund existing ship and shore operational activities. JST.org.uk